It's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. Ask almost anyone old enough to remember, and they'll tell you exactly where they were when they heard about the death of John F. Kennedy, the attacks of September 11th, or even the killing of Osama bin Laden. Big events tend to stick in our memories. One such event from recent times was the collapse of Lehman Brothers. It was the beginning of a time that certainly made an impression on writer Corey Sika. His new book is called Very Recent History, an entirely factual account of a year, circa AD 2009, in a large city. It follows a group of friends living through the Great Recession. Here's Alex Espinoza with our review.
It's an interesting time. A mysterious virus is going around. There's a rich blind governor and a sketchy mayor campaigning for a third term. Add it all up, and what you got is pretty clearly a view of New York City in the year 2009. Our guide to all of this is John. He used to be a freelancer. He made more money. Now he has a regular job, but he's so poor, he can't even afford socks or haircuts. John spends his nights partying with his group of friends. There's a sensible Chad, who tutors the city's wealthiest children. There's Chad's boyfriend, Diego, who he met on a dating site called D-List. There's the likable Kevin, with his incredibly symmetrical face, who sometimes sleeps with John, and beautiful Tyler, whose skin is so pale that you could see into his head a little. Sika's glib rants about cigarettes and social media could come off as vapid, but they don't. You'll see this group of men as complex people. They're trying to be heard and remembered in the face of all of this annihilation. And in the relentless bombardment of text messages and non sequiturs, one-night stands and obsessions about money and jeans, they actually managed to be incisive on love and worth at a time when it seemed like the entire world would unravel. The book's full of biting wit and cynicism. But underneath that, I found a writer exploring the underbelly of human capital. The book's terrifying and funny, even as it forces you to consider the nature of profits and losses. In the end, Sika asks us this: what's a person worth to himself and his friends when everything he knows is crumbling around him?
The book is Very Recent History by Corey Sika. Our reviewer is Alex Espinoza. His latest book is called The Five Acts of Diego León.